everybody. You are listening to International Tales. The next story is one of my favorites. It is called Master Jacob. I hope you like it.
Master Jacob, From the Wonder Clock, by Howard and Catherine Pyle. Narrated by Bara Savastano, with Eric Newsom and Toby Loftus. Once upon a time, there was a man whose name was just Master Jacob, and nothing more. All that Master Jacob had in the world was a good fat pig, two black goats, a wife, and a merry temper, which was more than many a better man than he had, for the matter of that.
"See now,"
says Master Jacob,
"I will drive the fat pig to the market tomorrow. Who knows but that I might strike a bit of a sale?"
"Oh, do,"
says Master Jacob's wife, for she was of the good sort, and always nodded when he said yes, as the saying goes. Now, there were three rogues in the town over the hill who lived in plenty. One was the priest, one was the provost, and one was the master mayor. And which was the greatest rogue of the three, it would be a hard matter to tell, but perhaps it was the priest.
"See now,"
says the priest to the other two,
"Master Jacob, who lives over yonder way, is going to bring his fat pig to market tomorrow. If you have a mind for a trick, we will go snacks in what we win, and each of us will have a rib or two of bacon hanging in the pantry, and a string or so of sausages back in the chimney without paying so much as a brass button for them."
Well, of course, that was a tune to which the others were willing to dance. So the rogue of a priest told them to do thus and so, and to say this and that, and they would cheat Master Jacob out of his good fat pig as easily as a beggar eats buttered parsnips. So the next morning, off starts Master Jacob to the market, driving his fat pig before him with a bit of string around the leg of it. Down he comes into the town, and the first one whom he meets is the master priest.
"How do you find yourself, Master Jacob? And where are you going with that fine, fat dog?"
"Dog?"
says Master Jacob, opening his eyes till they were as big and as round as saucers.
"Dog? Prut! It is as fine a pig as ever came into this town, I would have you know."
"What? Do you try and tell me that is a pig, when I can see with both of my ears and all of my eyes that is a great fat dog?"
"I say it is a pig."
"I say it is a dog."
"I say it is a pig."
"I say it is a dog."
"I say it is a pig."
Just then, who should come along but the provost, with his hands in his pockets and his pipe in his mouth, looking as high and mighty as though he owned all of that town and the sun and the moon into the bargain.
"Look, friend, we have been saying so and so and so and so just now. Will you tell me, is that a pig or is it a dog?"
says the provost.
"How you talk, neighbor. Do you take me for a fool, I should like to know? Why, it is as plain as the nose on your face. That is a great, fat dog."
"I say it is a pig."
"I say it is a dog."
"I say it is a pig."
"I say it is a dog."
"I say it is a pig."
"Oh, come, come. Let us have no high words over the matter. No, no, no. We will take it to the mayor. If he says it is a pig, we too will give you 10 shillings. And if he says it is a dog, you will give the animal to us as a penance."
Well, Master Jacob was satisfied with that, for he was almost certain that it was a pig. So off they marched to the mayor's house. There, the priest told all about the matter, for he was used to talking.
"And now, is it a pig or is it a dog?"
"Why, says the mayor. I wish I may be choked
to death with a string of sausages if it is not a dog, and a big dog, and a fat dog into the bargain.
So there was an end to the matter, and Master Jacob had to march off home without his pig, and with no more in his pockets than he had before. All the same, he saw what kind of trick had been played on him, and, says he to himself,
"What is sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. If one can pipe, another can whistle. I'll just try a bit of a trick myself."
So he went to his wife and told her that he had a mind to do thus and so, and that she must do this and that. For he thought of trying his hand at a little trickery as well as other folks. Now, as I told you before, Master Jacob had two goats, both of them as black as the inside of your hat at midnight. Moreover, they were as like as two spoons in the same dish, for no one could have told them apart unless he had lived with them year in and year out, rainy weather and clear, as Master Jacob had done. Well, the next day, Master Jacob tied a rope around the neck of one of the goats, took down a basket from the wall, and started off to the town over the hill, leading his goat behind him. By and by he came to the marketplace and began buying many and one things until his basket was as full as it could hold. After a while, whom should he see coming along but the priest and the provost and the mayor walking arm in arm as bold as you please.
"Hello, Master Jacob.
Oh, and what have you there?"
"The blessed saints only know that. It may be a black cat for all that I know. It was a black goat when I left home this morning."
And what was Master Jacob going to do with his little black goat? That was what they should like to know.
"Oh, I am about to send my little black goat on an errand. If you will wait, you shall see for yourselves."
Then what did he do but hang the basket around the goat's